Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
Hey, so I was in the Army, and they basically had told me I got to remove my wisdom teeth.
Okay.
So I had like all four wisdom teeth removed on the agreement that they were going to put me under. So I went ahead and got put under. I got finished with that. I don't even remember it, honestly. They said to count backwards from 100. I think I got to 97.
Yep.
When I woke up, my friend took me back to the barracks. They gave me these pills. They said, here, take these if you start feeling any pain. It was Tylox, like Tylenol 3 with oxycodone.
Okay.
So I'm sitting here in the barracks by myself because, you know, no one else was around at the time. I'm watching TV back when they had the revolving rolling TV guide.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it said what the time was at the top. And I'm sitting here looking at there's nothing on TV. And I'm like, well, to heck with it. It's legal right now, right? So I popped two of them. And I sat there, I believe, for about 2 hours before I realized what was happening with my arm just hanging out there like I was going to change the channel. Just there.
Just in that position.
Yeah, in that position. I'm lying down. My arm is out here just like I'm about to change the channel for two straight hours.
You didn't move your arm?
No, I don't think so.
Now, when you kind of came back to reality, was your arm sore as a result of you holding it there?
Yeah, a little, but it was weird.
That was a little strange, man.
Well, the thing is, man, I got my wisdom teeth pulled out. They did not put me under.
No.
It sucked.
So they just, they numb you up, right?
But you know what it is, man? Like, when you're looking, it's one thing to go to the dentist and see all their weird tools.
Yeah.
You know, like, zzz, and all that stuff, and the water pick, and all that crap. And you kind of look at that and go, all right, well, that's what you need, you know? When you get your wisdom teeth pulled, I had an Army dentist do it, and it's pliers, dude.
Yeah, it's pliers, a chisel, and a hammer.
And there's a hammer, and there's like a flathead screwdriver kind of thing.
Yeah, it's the chisel.
And if they can't pull that thing out all the way, they crack it, pop it, and take it out into sections. So I think two of my teeth came out just by pulling on them.
Yeah.
The other two had to be chipped out and cracked, and you can hear all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can hear what they're doing in your mouth. They did localize me, so like it wasn't too much pain, but they're still pulling out the roots.
Mm-hmm.
They're pulling out all that crap. Turns out I had a fifth wisdom tooth that's still stuck up in my jaw.
Is it going to drop?
Or if just it like does drop, then yeah, I'm going to have to get another one pulled. So I've got five wisdom teeth.
Well, lucky you.
I've had four removed. I got one floating in my jaw.
I never noticed the tools that the dentist used, but I had a tooth removed, an emergency extraction of a tooth. And just like you said, she walks into the room and she's like, look, this won't take long. You know, they numb me up. And she unwraps her little medical kit. And it's just those three things. And I'm looking like, there's the hammer, there's the chisel, and there's a pair of pliers. But when you ask a dentist, they give them different names.
Oh, 100%.
Because I'm like, is that just like a hammer, plier? Like, well, this is the blah, 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 this is the blah, 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 this is the blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, well, the thing that looks like a hammer, are you going to swing that into something else? She's like, well, yeah, of course. I go, okay, that's a hammer. The thing that you refuse to call pliers, are you going to grip my tooth and twist it? She's like, well, yeah. I'm like, those are pliers. The chisel is the one I was not looking forward to, and she had to use it because, like you said, part of my tooth broke. And then they take this chisel. I mean, she's hitting it with a hammer, man. And like you said, you just hear it so loud in your head and hear the individual breakage of everything.
You ever had them filed?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
What do you mean? Were they too big?
No. So I remember one of the times that I got a filling, it was between.
Did you have fangs?
Did you have buck teeth?
I had fangs. No, when I got a filling, it was towards the back. And so those teeth are really, really close together. And so when they drilled and they filled it, they then had to file it down.
To make space between the teeth?
Yeah, to fit again. Yeah, that was fun.
Dude, when I got my wisdom.
You're awake.
Yes.
Yeah.
When I got my wisdom teeth out, it was so long ago, they gave me an injection. It was awesome.
What do you mean? You're just floating? You're awake. You're just buzzed.
No. They shot me up with like a needle in my arm.
All right.
And the guy was like, how do you feel? And I was like, awesome. And then I passed out and then I woke up and he was like in there and I grabbed his wrist. And I was like, I'm awake. And the nurse just ran over, hit me with another injection.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did you get this done? Like behind a 7-Eleven, man? That just sounds.
Wheaton,
Maryland.
Wheaton.
Yeah, I've always had them. They suck the needle into my gum. I've never had an injection in my arm to knock me out for something dental.
Yeah, they just gave me like, it was like they were shooting me up with, well, they were shooting me up with drugs.
Yeah, that's exactly what they were doing.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, when I had my hemorrhoidectomy, which was, it was what it was. I can't remember how long I was supposed to not drink fluids.
Was it like 24 hours or something?
I could drink water. I don't remember what the deal was exactly, but, you're supposed to just slowly come out of recovery.
Yeah.
I had to pee so bad it woke me up. I mean, I sat straight up in the. You're not supposed to sit. I sat straight up because that's where the surgery happened.
Yeah,
not a good idea. I'm just like and I stand up, and the nurse comes running in, and she's like, "Mr. Montgomery, where are you going?" I'm like, "And I got to drip in," and like, "I'm going to the bathroom." She's like, "You are not going to the bathroom. You can't walk." And I was like, "I gotta pee," and so I pulled my pants.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Down, I was like, give me something to pee in. I remember this. She had one of those kind of Tupperware containers.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah. And she grabbed a junk and she shoved it down in the hole. And I filled up one and I'm like, I gotta keep going. She's like, so she screams another nurse, bring in another blah, 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 whatever the hell they're called. And so this other nurse brings it in and then they did a quick switch over.
The real quick, yeah.
Yeah. Like a little bit got on the floor, but not too much. I mean, but they actually took
it. How much did you drink before the surgery?
I don't remember. It was just like when you wake up and you really have to pee.
Yeah.
I mean, whether you're asleep for 8 hours or however long it is, it was just that feeling of just, oh God. So, but after that, the side effects from that surgery are awful because you still need to eat. You still need to do all these things. The problem is that all that stuff needs to pass through the point of surgery.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and you're stitched up on the insides. So you, and not only that, but the medication they give you is counterproductive to you going to the bathroom.
So you get constipated on the medication.
So the pain medication is going to, like a Percocet or whatever, it's going to back you up, or whatever oxys they gave me or whatever it was. I was not, I got off those fast because I couldn't use the bathroom. And it was more important for me to try to use the bathroom than not. Now, you can't just go to the bathroom and wipe that area. You can't use any paper products or anything like that. You should not. Because again, it is a wound.
Yeah.
You know, that's there. So anytime you think you need to go to the bathroom, you need to draw a bath and you need to put Epsom salt in the bathtub. Now, like anything else.
Is this for before or after?
This would be after. This is how you kind of clean yourself up and hopefully shrink up that area a little bit. But if you know anything about salt water, if you have a cut, if you have anything like that,
it
stinks.
It burns like hell. And I would gently just ease myself. And I mean, I screamed. My wife came in at one point in time. It was in the middle of the night, like 3 o'clock in the morning. It just hit me. I'm in there drawing a bath at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just go to the bathroom. And when she came in, I think I had my legs all tensed up, like straightened out as tight as I could have them. And I don't remember this, but she said, there were tears running down your face.
Yeah.
Like you were absolutely physically crying in pain. And I was like, I know, man, I do cry every time I do it. I just don't remember.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like very rarely. I mean, if somebody I know passes away, there are times when I cry.
Sure.
Don't get me wrong.
I'm a crier. Crying from pain is different.
It's
much rarer.
Because you're not sad. Your body just can't control the fact that there's so much pain in your body that you just start crying. It's crazy. But this recovery took 3.5 to 4 months.
Oh.
It was absolutely.
Did you have the Epsom salt for 3.5 to 4 months?
Yeah.
Do you think about all the peanuts you ate when you weren't supposed to eat nuts?
I did. Well, you know, I didn't after that. I mean,
all the guilt.
I mean, I really was. I was trying to eat kale. I was trying to eat anything.
No. But I know for years you were like, I'm not supposed to eat nuts, but I love nuts.
Yeah.
I just know if I was there in that much pain, I'd be like, why did I eat all those nuts? I knew better.
Whatever caused it was just awful. And the thing is that I might have to go back and get another one.
Really?
Another one of those surgeries.
Did it take?
Well, they got out the ones that were there. But hemorrhoids are things that can come back, like anything else.
Okay.
So there's a good chance they're going to have to go in there and do it again.
Do you have any warning signs that you might have to go back? Or is it just a possibility?
Typically, it's like blood or one of those things. Or you just, you know. You know when you have a hemorrhoid. And I mean, the weird.
I don't even have them, and I'm clenching. It's got to be so. Everybody I've known that's ever had one is like, it's kind of like me with the gout. They're just like, it is so painful.
And by the way, you made it sound like a slogan. Like I picture I'm watching a TV commercial. You'll know when you have a hemorrhoid.
Right. And, okay, so at one point in time, before I get the surgery.
Do you think you have hemorrhoids? If you think so, you do.
Nah, I got a hemorrhoid.
Yeah. Before I went to the surgery, I had box seats at the Mariners. All right?
Ironic.
They're good. I mean, these are good seats, man. So I sit down. As soon as I sit down, one popped.
Oh!
And, I mean, you don't realize how much blood is in one of those things. This is the first inning. I don't know if it was the fact that I had to walk like a mile to get to the stadium, whatever I was doing, and by the time I sat in my seat, I was like, and I jumped up, man, and I mean, I went into the bathroom, and there's blood running down the back of my legs.
Oh.
I'm in a box.
Right.
I'm not in just like, if I was in the outfield, F it. You know what I mean? Like, who's going to see me out here? It's empty.
Like a suite.
Yeah, I'm in a freaking suite. Boom. Just pops.
At least you had a bathroom.
That is a good call, except for the fact that I got blood all over the bathroom. You know, it's very hard to clean up blood with, like, wet paint. And you're going to throw them in the trash can, so you can obviously see something terrible has happened in this bathroom.
I mean, knock on wood, but I have not bled a bunch in the bathroom.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, what I'm saying is that can is used by everybody. If you look in there, it's just paper towels.
Full of blood.
Full and covered in blood. I mean, what would you think? Like, who is it in here?
I would not think a popped hemorrhoid.
Right. I mean, like, who's bleeding to death?
Did anybody yell? Like, whose blood is this?
I took more paper towels and covered up those paper towels. I balled them up individually and just tried to cover it as many. But there was still blood on the inside of the bag of the can. You know, there was blood all over the floor. It was just like, Jesus Christ. Ted versus the FCC coming up. And we get your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.